Morgan and Annie hustle down the street. There's not a lot to describe yet, so I'll just hang back.
I promise this will take 1 second. I just need to pick up a scythe I lent to Van.
A scythe?
Yeah, like one of those big Grim Reaper scythes. I bought it to kill monsters, but I lent it to Van. He's been using it to manicure his bamboo garden.
You guys should just get back together already. This little death implement leave behind thing is pretty lame.
Not in a million years. Van is so flaky.
Flaky is good. Every relationship needs one flaky person. I'm always the flaky one, and it's never once bothered me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you because you're flaky. Van was just so hard to date. He would follow every whim he had. He never listened.
Oh, wow, a store that sells vape pens shaped like lightsabers.
Yep.
Bubble, Episode 4, Homebrew. Written by Ryan Perez.
Morgan! Annie, this is a nice surprise.
I texted you 4 times that we were coming over. I'm here for my scythe.
Oh, yeah, the scythe! Come on in, come on in! Hey, Annie, sweet vape.
In Van's apartment, 3 bearded suspender dudes, Jack, Joshua, and Julian, are sniffing glasses with dark liquid. They look like 3 different Jared Letos from different years. There are tubes, buckets, and kegs spread around the room.
Oh, God, what's going on? Please don't tell me you're making meth.
Oh, no. Of course not. I'm doing about the most interesting thing a person can do. Brewing my own beer. I found some chemicals in the brush with some very alcohol-adjacent qualities, and I'm starting to dial in the perfect homebrew recipe.
Wow, that's really
Okay, I see you're a jokester. All right, I'll go and get the scythe. It's in the bamboo garden. Jack, Joshua, Julian, this is Morgan and Annie. Everybody mingle, make some magic.
So, how's that beer?
I'm really digging the body and bouquet of Van's fresh batch.
Van's batch sounds like his taint. Something.
The aroma is really rad.
I'm also really feeling my opinions dampen in a nice way, which is great.
Wait, that's a good thing?
Men like us, we have a lot of opinions, and to be honest, it gets really exhausting.
It's so nice to not feel an obsessive need to rank things.
Van's secret ingredient gives us a nice, centered, totally ambivalent buzz.
Hey, Jack, I forgot to ask you. Have you been following Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's fun.
What about The Good Doctor?
Oh, that's also fun.
Oh, did you see the new Avengers?
Fun!
What about the MoMA's Jasper Johns retrospective?
Fun!
The new Grand Theft Auto game?
Fun!
How about Kevin Can Wait?
Actually, kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that, because I think it's really fun, actually.
Wow, this shit must really work.
Here you go. 1 scythe. Sorry, I think I got some gunk on it.
It's cool. Loaning something to you usually means it's going to come back with gunk on it.
Julian, your Coldplay playlist is really fun.
Oh, thanks. It's actually Spotify's recommended playlist. I didn't put it together myself. Hey, which is better for audio quality, iTunes or Spotify?
Oh, either is good. I can't tell the difference in compression formats.
Okay, you sold me. I want to be this easily pleased.
Chug. Meanwhile, in the Dark District, Mitch is browsing various stalls. He walks past displays of weapons, boiling cauldrons, weird-looking falcons, exotic embroidered pillows, just wild stuff. He goes up to a candy stand.
I'll take this sucker. That'll be 5 Bitcoin.
Oh, I don't have Bitcoin. Can I just give you cash or another cryptocurrency? I have Surfcoin. And dump bucks?
No, this is a Bitcoin-only candy booth.
Oh, sorry. I'll just put it back. And leave?
Yeah, leave.
Hey, what's going on here?
Welcome to Chandra's Tent of Unguents. Are you just browsing or looking for a particular elixir?
I don't know. Are you a witch?
Because I'm scared of witchy stuff.
I'm not a witch. You probably think that because the patriarchy has conditioned you to associate feminine crone energy with evil instead of wisdom. It's a perception problem.
I know what that's like. I'm dealing with a perception problem myself. People keep calling me Laser Dong.
Ooh, Laser Dong. Why? Oh, is it because you're a premature ejaculator?
What? No. Why would you say that? Did someone tell you that?
What? No, I don't know. No, just Laser Dong makes it sound like you have a fast penis. You know, like you would ejaculate really fast, like a laser.
What? No. No, I have the sting, you see? I was fighting a monster, and the sting came out of my dong, so people started calling me Laser Dong. Anyway, I need a new thing.
You want to change your image?
Yeah.
Control your own narrative?
Exactly.
Take hold of your scandal.
Yes, exactly. Maybe I need a new weapon? Let's see. This is cool. Kind of looks like a broom. Maybe I could be a broom guy.
No. Forget the broom. I got just the right thing for you.
Chandra produces a tiny squid creature that, while slimy, is undeniably adorable. Like, you could make toys out of this thing.
This is a doom squid. It's one of the deadlier dry land mollusks from the brush.
Aw. Hey. He's awfully friendly.
That's because you have the sting. Brush creatures can tell you're special and feed off your energy. In exchange, he periodically releases a powerful endorphin known as Indifferentol.
Oh, I see. It's like I have midichlorians and this guy wants to eat my extra midichlorians.
What's that now?
Never mind. You know what's ironic? If I got a request to kill this cute little guy on Hunter, I'd have to take him out. But because I have the sting, he could be my pet. I think I'll call him Davy Jones. Like from Pirates, Part 2?
Great name. He's $300.
Yeesh, that is steep. But you can't put a price on a loyal companion, can ya?
Now, if you want to take him out in public, you're going to need to get a prescription for him as a service animal.
Oh, from like a therapist?
Yeah, or I could just write you the prescription.
You're a doctor?
I have a diploma. I can write a prescription.
So, you are a doctor?
Look, do you want the prescription or not?
Yeah, I want the prescription.
Okay. Do you ever have anxiety?
God, I don't know. Sometimes I guess I get nervous when I think way into the future. Like when I think about how to survive post-retirement. Like when I'm in my 70s, I sometimes worry a little.
Just say yes.
Yes, I have anxiety.
Great. Well, Davy Jones is now legally your therapy squid. Anything else while I have the pad out? Newly expired Zoloft, generic Adderall, Canadian Viagra.
Nah, I'm good. You've already done enough.
All right. I'll just give him this service animal vest, and he'll be good to go.
Okay, little buddy. Whoa! Hey, he wants to ride on top of my head. This is cool. It's like I also have a new hat, too. Okay, bye. You know what? I'll also try some of that Canadian Viagra.
I never put it back.
More Bubble after this break.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
Morgan, Annie, and Mitch share a booth at a hipster hookup bar called The Fuck. The place has a youthful, horny vibe. Think Union Pool in Brooklyn, or its Los Angeles equivalent, Ye Rustic Inn, or the Griffith, or Hyperion Public. Where do people hook up? Anyway, it really smells like old cooking oil. Mitch has the squid on his head. The tentacles reach down into Mitch's ears.
What's your squid's name again?
Huh? I can't hear because of the tentacles in my ear canals.
What's your squid's name?
Thanks! I think the squid is really going to be my thing. As of today, I am no longer Laser Dong and definitely Squid Man. And best part is, Davy Jones releases these calming endorphins into my ears every time I experience stress. So I'm giving him a home and he's helping me chill. It's a symbiotic relationship.
Hey, Mitch, this is Trixie. We used to be part of a tantric foosball team. She wants to, meet you, I guess.
Hey there, stranger. I am really interested in the fact that you have a squid on your head.
What?
I think you're cute and I want to get to know you better. Can I sit here?
If you need to borrow a chair, there are some at the bar. This one is for my backpack.
Okay, bye, I guess.
Mitch, that girl liked you.
I know I should sit up straighter. What are you, my mother? Get off my case, okay? Why do we come to the fuck again?
Van's having a pop-up mixer for his freaky beer tonight. It's so cool that even though you're emotionally done with Van, you decide to show up to this mixer and drag everyone with you. Totally something you do for someone you don't really care about. It makes perfect sense.
I'm just fascinated to see him showing initiative. He didn't have this kind of ambition when we were together. He would never finish his projects or keep a promise. Like the time he made me buy him an underwater camera and then only took dry land pictures with it. Or the time he built a website for the idea of kindness but let the domain expire. Or the time he started writing a biography of Harvey Milk based only on his memory of the movie Milk and no other research. But this beer brewing thing is different.
Yeah. Well, I for one am not going to wait for the party to come to us. I'm going to go see if I can get lucky with one of those relaxed standard beardo boys.
Annie, wait. Play it cool.
Hey, guys. How's the beer?
Mine's good. How's yours?
Also good.
Mine is good also.
Good.
Good.
So what are you guys watching on TV lately?
Oh, you know. All the Netflix.
The best thing about Netflix is that it's all good. Every single Netflix show is good.
I was going to say that one of the shows isn't good, but then just realized that it is good.
Ugh, I hate Coldplay. Who put this song on?
We did.
Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Van, this night is wild.
Yeah, the pop-up is a rager. It's going better than I could have possibly imagined.
It's cool to see you really doing something.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I'm just excited to see you actually follow through with something. That's a compliment.
Yeah, well, I think being single has really helped focus and center me. You know, it's honestly a relief not having to deal with another person's bullshit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, real nice. Well, congratulations, then.
Thank you, then.
You're welcome, then.
Okay, then.
Okay, then.
Okay, then.
While Morgan and Van bask in that special kind of passive aggression reserved for people whose genitals you've seen, Mitch sits at a table, totally content to have his ears filled with tentacle.
Hey, man, cool squid. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I think I spilled some beer on you.
No, I didn't spill any beer on you.
No, I spilled beer on you.
If anything, I think you might have spilled some beer on me.
You're funny. And your squid is so cute.
No, that's not my hair. It's my squid monster. Davy Jones is his name.
Are you alone?
Am I lonely? Yes. How did you know?
Do you want to go back to my place and hook up?
Look up? At what? I just see ceiling.
Are you okay?
Sorry, what?
Is something wrong?
I'm not called Laser Dong anymore.
No, I asked you what's wrong.
No, I'm not Laser Dong. I'm Squid Man. This squid is my new thing. I haven't been given a squid-related nickname yet, but it's only a matter of time. Laser Dong is in my rear view.
Okay, I think we got off to a bad start here. What's your name?
My name is Mitch.
Mitch, it's nice to meet you. My name is Lucy Wong.
Stop calling me Laser Dong!
I am leaving now.
Mitch, buddy, that was brutal even for you.
I just can't get past this Laser Dong thing. If it wasn't for the squid secretions being pumped directly into my brain, I would really be taking this rejection to heart. Oh, a dartboard!
Hey, fun fact, that little doom squid is releasing Indifferental. It's the same rare brush ingredient we use in the beer. It's what makes everyone here so chill. Everyone here is riding that same middle, except for Jack, Julian, and Joshua. They're dancing pretty intensely. How do you dance to this type of music?
Oh my God, they're not dancing. They're having seizures. Is anyone here a doctor? Okay, can anyone go run and get a doctor?
I would.
You're not. Oh my God.
Suddenly, the beer snob's beards elongate and turn into huge hair tentacles that fly around the room like bull whips, snapping people in the eye, snaring people, and throwing them against the wall.
Quick, we need cover! Get behind this table!
It's okay, guys. I fended for myself. Oh, shit. Mitch is playing darts. He can't hear anything.
Mitch! Mitch!
I never liked the look of movies on Blu-ray. For my money, Betamax is the superior format. I'm thinking of deleting Facebook and going back to MySpace. As far as beverages go, I'm just kind of over water.
Oh, no, they've got opinions again.
And they're weirder and more contrarian than ever.
The serum only temporarily dampened their opinions. They've been building up and are now coming out all at once.
Jack's beard hair slithers around, slamming into the jukebox.
A 10-year-old Coldplay song? That's really cool.
Joshua's beard envelops a patron's head. After a minute of him struggling, he is spit back out, completely smooth and hairless.
Their beards are becoming more aggressive and destroying other hair.
I hope they don't come for my bush. It's like the perfect length right now.
We have to stop them.
I'm not a dog person or a cat person. I'm a ferret person.
Now I am become Death, the destroyer of worlds.
More Bubble after this break.
Video games can make you laugh.
They can make you cry.
They can even make you sing.
We're the hosts of Triple Click.
It's a podcast about video games.
This is an exciting time for new games, from Diablo to Final Fantasy.
From Starfield to Street Fighter.
From Zelda to, oh, who are we kidding? We're just going to talk about Zelda.
Whether you play games or you just like hearing about them, we've got you covered.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
The bar is still in chaos, beards flailing wildly, stripping the body hair off of patrons. The graphic carnage and screams of agony even interrupt some couples making out. Morgan, Annie, and Van are ducked behind a table. Mitch still hasn't heard the carnage around him and peacefully plays darts.
Have we talked about Solo, a Star Wars story yet? I think we need to see the Lord and Miller cut. I'm also really curious what Colin Trevorrow would have done with Episode 9.
Van, as an authorized hunter assassin, I need to solicit my own services to kill your friends. First, I need to know, how many people here drank your beer?
Everyone! Like I said before, this pop-up is a real rager!
That doesn't make sense, though. Why isn't the whole bar going crazy with hot takes?
Jack, Joshua, and Julian were my first three customers. They've been drinking it for weeks. Their takes have been pent up this whole time.
But you've been drinking the beer for weeks. Why aren't you a monster?
Oh, well, see, I don't really drink beer. It's just empty carbs.
God, I should have known any project you took on was doomed to fail.
Oh, okay. That is really unfair. Tonight was a success by any definition. People are still drinking my beer, even as beards are whipping them.
Okay, you guys stay here. I'm gonna give these guys my hot take.
Morgan unclips the scythe from her belt and telescopes the handle. She now wields a big scythe. It's, like, huge.
Hey, assholes! Guess what? I like Lana Del Rey. That's right. And This Is Us makes me cry.
The super beard tentacle lunges for Morgan. She brings down the scythe and chops it. One tentacle reaches out and wraps around Morgan. She drops her scythe. Two others grab Van and Annie.
Hey, what are you doing? I was nice to you guys.
Yeah, but you never subscribed to our podcasts.
I'll subscribe. I didn't know you had them.
We like to dig into pop culture, focusing mainly on movies, comics, gaming.
Oh, never mind. Doesn't sound like my thing.
The fourth tentacle grabs a giant heavy beer keg and hangs it over Mitch's head, who is still engrossed in darts.
Mitch!
Mitch, turn around! Look up!
Mitch, look out!
Mitch slowly looks around and realizes the bar is in complete disarray. He looks up and sees the keg hanging over his head. Davy Jones, as if sensing the impending danger, tenses, and his tentacles come out of Mitch's ears. It climbs down from Mitch's head and scrambles across the room.
Mitch, what are you waiting for? Use the sting!
But why? We're having a chill time.
Just as the keg is about to drop on Mitch's head, Davy Jones releases a dark ink cloud in the direction of the beer snobs. The beer snobs fall back into a relaxed position.
You know, there's actually a few Coldplay songs.
Davy Jones's ink cloud is re-chilling them.
The Indifferental. It's working.
The beer snobs drift off to sleep, relaxing their hold on Morgan, Annie, and Van.
Oh no, Davy Jones is dying. When a squid releases its ink, it dies. Is that how squids work?
I thought that was bees in their stingers.
It doesn't matter. Just look at him. You can tell he's dying.
Oh, Davy Jones. The adventures you and I have shared together. I started out thinking you'd be my new thing, but maybe I was your new thing. You gave me more comfort than anyone has ever given me.
Haven't you only had him for like a half day?
Shh, let him have his moment.
As Morgan just pointed out, I know I haven't known you for that long, but I'll always remember our times together. Like the moment in the Dark District when I bought you for $300 from that sketchy doctor who might have also been a witch. And the time we spent here at this bar playing darts. And the drive from the Dark District to here, which was a little less memorable. But anyway, I'll also probably come up with a few additional memories that didn't happen just to pad things out. I don't think you'll mind that. Will you, Davy Jones? My sweet little boy?
You know, as long as he's still breathing, it might be worth trying to take him back to the Dark District.
Please, Morgan, stop interrupting this really sad moment.
But maybe the lady you bought him from can fix him.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Hey, can you stop crying? We're sort of trying to hook up here.
Back in the Dark District, the gang frantically looks for Chandra's stall. Mitch cradles his dying pet.
Chandra!
You don't remember what booth she was in?
No, this place is so huge. She was next to a candy stand, a Bitcoin candy stand. I wanted a sucker, and I couldn't get the sucker because the stand only took Bitcoin. It was a total scam. Like, what kind of place won't take regular money? Honestly, the most frustrating thing that's happened all week.
I see it. I see the candy vendor.
Chandra's tent is the one next door. Chandra! Davy Jones, He's
Bring the Doom Squid here. I'll clear off some space.
Oh no, your magic potions.
It's all crap. Everybody give this ugly animal space.
Oh, is it gonna be okay?
Well, he's struggling, but I think he'll pull through. He's just a little worn out by the excitement of the day. I have an ointment that might help soothe him.
Oh, thank God.
I guess releasing ink doesn't really kill a squid.
Okay, he looked like he was dying.
You. Scythe woman, you look familiar. You ever spend time in the brush?
A little.
I think maybe you spent a lot of time there. Good God, you're Eli's kid! I can't believe old fuck the system and burn it to the ground Eli's daughter lives in Fairhaven.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Oh, man, I sure loved it out there for the first couple of years. Especially after the shit show Earth had become, but... And I'm sure you feel me on this... The constant struggle just gets to be a little much, you know? I'm sure I'm dead to Eli and all those other barefoot alien communing hippies, but fuck 'em, right?
Wow, really fascinating history. So back to the reason we came here. Is my best friend going to die?
He's going to be fine. Oh, I can tell you love him very much.
More than anything in the world.
And he must love you very much. A doom squid can only release an ink cloud when he's experiencing a strong bond with a human.
Yeah, we definitely have a bond.
Let us join hands for a silent acknowledgement of the universe for healing our good friend, Davy Jones.
That's a nice story about the squid having a bond, but it can't be true, right?
Oh, no. These things release an ink cloud a couple of times a day, whenever they're horny. It's like their form of masturbation. Well, there he goes.
Ew, gross! Hey, wait. I'm starting to feel pretty mellow.
Chandra, You're so cool.
Yeah, you're all cool, too.
Hey, if the squid gets to masturbate in here, can I do it, too?
Sure, whatevs.
Hey, can we crash here tonight?
Why not? Kevin Can Wait is on. It's a rerun, but a good rerun.
Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org, created by Jordan Morris with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. Homebrew featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Keith Powell, Justin McElroy, Travis McElroy, Griffin McElroy, Mark Gagliardi, Janet Varney, Taylor Orsi, Danielle Radford, and me, Toby Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker. Director, Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's managing director is Bikram Chatterjee.
Hey, fun fact. That little doom squid is releasing indifferentol. Indifferentol, right?
Indifferentol.
Indifferentol. That little doom squad, that little doom squid is releasing I want to do it. Indifferentol. Fuck. Hey, fun fact. That little doom squid is releasing indifferentol. Thank you.
It's not a real word, so don't feel bad about it.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.